This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 176. A professional singer shows you how to deeply learn the sounds of a language.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, coming to you from Arizona and Boston, USA. In today's episode, Lydia Leon joins us on the podcast to share pronunciation tips that help her sing in Arabic, despite not being fluent in the language. Don't miss these tips so that you can use them to improve your English pronunciation immediately. Listen in today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Aubrey, I'm doing great. I'm excited to talk about singing today.
Yes, I am not a very good singer. I do not have the best singing voice. What about you?
Okay, what about karaoke, though? Do you do karaoke?
I do karaoke. I like karaoke, but again, I'm not the one up there to like show off my singing chops. I'm just doing it for fun.
I always say that, you know, if you're showing off your singing chops in karaoke, something's gone wrong. Because
that's true. It's true. But someone will go and sing like a Whitney Houston ballad and it's beautiful, but it's a bar. It's not really the venue.
Yeah, it's a bar. Everyone is like drinking. You know, you're having fun.
Give me some Neil Diamond. Yes. Give me some Beatles.
Or like ABBA, Dancing Queen or something fun. Yes, exactly. So
what about in another language, though? Have you ever sung in a language that you don't speak?
The only thing I can think of is more like chanting. So at my Buddhist center in Cambridge, Mass, where I used to live, they have this thing called the precepts where you would recite a precept and it's kind of like a promise to yourself, right? It's like it's a ritual in Buddhism. And those are I believe they're in Pali, which is the original language of the Buddha. And so that was always interesting to me, not 100% understanding. You know, I understood what they meant. There was translations, but then you never fully understand something. Right.
Right. So you're just mimicking the sounds without fully understanding the words. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've had similar experience when I was traveling all over Europe. I would attend religious services in Germany, in Italy, in several languages that I didn't speak at all. And there was no translator. So I'm just there to, you know, get the ambiance. And they would sing hymns and I would have the hymn book and I would just read along doing my best to try and make the sounds. But
that's amazing, though. There's something so special about being immersed in kind of an original language of something, you know, like Italian, if you're in like Vatican City or something.
Oh, for sure.
So incredibly deep and profound.
Yes, right. There's so much emotion when someone is singing, especially if it's a religious hymn, I feel like, where there's so much emotion behind it for everyone in that congregation that was singing. I could feel, even though I'm not understanding the words, you're feeling that emotion. It is a really interesting experience.
Yeah, I love it. So what are we getting into today? I guess we're pulling in a voice of a singer that we interviewed for All Ears English. Who are we talking to?
Lydia Leon. This is fascinating. She sings in Arabic, but she doesn't speak much Arabic. So it's really interesting to talk to her about, you know, when she's singing, she sounds just like a native speaker. So we want to ask her, you know, how does she do that? How did she learn the pronunciation without actually speaking the language?
Wow. Yeah. It makes me think of opera singers. Right.
Yes.
That, you know, that learn, I think
Latin when, or Italian.
Yeah. You know, when we did our urban immersion adventure in Boston, we hired some opera singers actually to be native speaker teachers for our program. Oh. And a lot of them deeply understood the pronunciation of English and also of Italian because they sing in Italian. Right.
Mm, right.
So interesting.
Oh, that would be really interesting because there's some specific skills where you can learn how to pronunciate accurately, even if you don't understand what you're saying.
They kind of just approach it in a different way. Right.
Yes, exactly. So this is going to be fascinating to listen to what Lydia has to teach you guys. But let's first hear how she became interested in Arabic.
Sure. So I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri. And when I was in high school, I had friends actually that lived at the local university at St. Louis University, and all of my friends were from Saudi. So I basically would, you know, listen to them talk all the time, and they would try to teach me, you know, a lot of things in Arabic. And of course, they shared a lot of music with me. And I basically just fell in love with it, and I decided that I really wanted to learn how to sing it.
Oh, I love that she just wanted to connect with her friends, and this motivated her.
Yeah, that's really cool. It is kind of a cool feeling to hear your friends, people that you care about, speaking in this language, and you want in on that. You know what I mean? You want to know what's going on. You want to be a part of it.
And it does push you to develop that love of a culture, love of language and music when you really are genuinely interested in people you want to connect with.
Yes, so good. So good.
Okay, so she is going to share a couple of tips here. Her first and second tips are related. So let's go ahead and hear them both.
Okay.
Yes, of course. I think probably the most important for me thus far has been to really try to, when learning a new language, immerse yourself in the culture, because it's through culture that you really learn how to speak. Even if you're not perfect yet, and even if you're still working, you can really speak with such authority through just learning how people communicate, because there are so many different ways that so many different people communicate. And I think that's the best thing that has helped me in my journey through learning Arabic music. Also, listening to, you know, TV shows or, you know, anything like music helps, or, you know, just conversations between people. If you're listening to some kind of show or movie, it really helps to improve your pronunciation, as well as a lot of people translate songs, which is great. That's how I learn most languages. I take songs and I'll translate them, and then I'll start to recognize little phrases that are commonly used in the language.
Okay, so you're learning in chunks. You're learning those phrases.
Yes, of course. And then, you know, then that's when conversation starts to build. So once you've learned, you know, simple verbs and, you know, nouns and everything like that, you can, and you know how to make a simple structure of a sentence, you can start to listen to songs, translate them, and then really figure out what your friend has been saying to you all these times. You hear those sounds and then it just kind of clicks.
Okay, so first to immerse yourself in the culture, and then second to imitate, right? Shadowing and focusing on those chunks of language.
Mm-hmm. So important, being able to imitate and, you know, not overthinking it. I think we get into trouble when we intellectualize learning a language, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it is really a deep level of learning because, like you were saying, these songs are often emotional. They have a lot of feeling. Mm-hmm. It helps you activate that emotion and connect it with this language, which we don't want to be robots, right? We want to have that deep feeling. So this is a great way to do that.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Yes, I love it. So I'm excited to hear her third tip.
Yes, it's all about repetition, right? Of course, she has to practice songs multiple times. Mm-hmm. So let's hear some details about that.
Yeah, repetition is key, I'd say. And I mean, I usually will take, there are always like in the songs, there's always some section of the song that is very challenging that I can't commit to memory. So I repeat that section over and over and over. Let it go, come back, repeat it over and over and over until I commit it to memory. And that's what helps with associating it with, you know, the words and songs usually are things that we say every day.
Right.
So that's how I connect it, and it'll always stick with me eventually.
Oh, it's so true. I can imagine those challenging bits of text where it's either very fast or difficult to understand the actual phonemes, what's being said, that you would have to repeat it over and over until, like she said, it sticks with her.
Yes, this is how we learn, right? This is how kids learn too, right? They learn by repeating things. It makes total sense.
Exactly. So then she shares what happens when she faces particularly challenging sections of songs. So let's hear that.
Yes, actually, now currently, I'm actually due to record a new cover of a song by a singer named Amal Maher, and she has one of her songs that I'm going to sing has a very quick phrase that, you know, has a lot of syllables that I just can't really commit to memory, and I really need to before my recording session, and it's giving me a lot of trouble. But the other day I got it.
Oh, that's interesting to think about how the urgency would affect it.
Yeah. What does she mean by the urgency? A little, just expand on that little bit.
So like if she has to record on a specific date, so she has a deadline, she has this urgency that's really motivating her to repeat this and learn it. Whereas sometimes with our language learning, we don't give ourselves that deadline, right? We're unless we have a trip planned. So I can see how that would really be a big motivator.
I think we should do another episode sometime, Aubrey, on how to bake in urgency into your learning plan. You know, how to create events that you are preparing for. You know, because you think about running a marathon, a half marathon, a triathlon. People are able to do it because they have a 6-week plan, right? It's not just you have forever to prepare.
So yeah, it forces us to stop procrastinating, right? Yes. We don't have the option if we can really truly believe that we have a deadline and we have to be ready by a certain date.
Yeah, so we should talk about that another time, I think.
Yes, I love that. So this is interesting. She's talking about mimicking and shadowing, and we've all felt this when it comes to working on pronunciation. We get questions from listeners a lot about this because there are certain sounds that are more difficult to make from depending on what our first language is due to the motions our mouth is used to making with our native language. And it really comes down to identifying those phonemes and then shadowing. And like she said, just repetition until you can get it down.
So shadowing is the key, right? And maybe writing out the phonemes. What are they exactly that we're struggling with? And just really drilling into it.
Exactly, right? We have to identify these phonemes that are difficult for us to pronounce, whether we are singing, learning a song, or whether we are just trying to improve our pronunciation. And then we just need to, once we're aware of them, practice them. Shadow. And it comes. It comes with time, right? We have to be patient with ourselves.
I love it. All right. Well, where can we find more information about Lydia?
Yes. Let's hear one final clip and she'll share about her website and where you can find more information.
All right.
Sure. You can find it easiest on my website, which is lydialeon.com. And that's LYDIALYON.com. And you can also find it on iTunes. Under Lydia Leon.
Oh, yes, guys, go check that out. This is so helpful. I think mastering pronunciation requires the same strategies, whether you're singing or speaking, right? That shadowing and repetition. And then I love her thoughts about immersing yourself in the culture of the language you're learning.
Yeah. And guys, be inspired by Lydia, right? The fact that she was able to sing deeply and correctly in Arabic means that you guys can do this too. You can speak in English correctly with the correct accent. You can do it. You have to use these stories as inspiration.
Yes, I love that. It's so true. I love having other voices here on the podcast and yes. using them as inspiration, motivation to give a little jump start to your language learning.
Absolutely. So what's the takeaway today for our listeners, Aubrey?
Yes, guys, I love that as a takeaway, right? That you can do it. This pronunciation, every one of us, every listener out there has had difficulties pronouncing different sounds. Mm-hmm. It requires the same strategies she's talking about here, right? Shadowing, repetition. And if you give yourself that urgency, that deadline, and then just do the work, put in the work to do some mimicking, to isolate those phonemes that are difficult for you.
Yeah.
It's doable.
Yeah. And I love that this, you know, this is kind of a bonus tip that I just thought of. When you bring music, art, celebrations, chanting, you know, even religion, if you want to, into your language learning, it makes it that much deeper. So be inspired by, you know, the message of the song, right? Or the story of the play. And then go deep into that. And all of a sudden, you're going to find that it's easier, right? It's not intellectual anymore. It's not an academic subject anymore. You're deep into the meaning of the piece of art, right,
yes,
Aubrey?
Yes, right. It increases your love for the people who yes. created that art, for the culture, for the language. And that is going to make a difference. You're going to want to connect with those language speakers because you have that love for them.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you see people when they're truly singers, they really get into it. Like you can see the emotion on their face, the story. Maybe it's like they're singing an Adele song about heartbreak, right? They can feel their own heartbreak. You know, so if you can get to that point with the songs that you're using, you're just going to forget that it's about, you know, this sound and that sound. And you're really going deep into it as an exercise. So
yes,
good.
I love that. I love that. Oh, this was really fun. Thank you so much, Lydia, for joining us on the podcast. Check out her website, guys. And
good
we will
stuff.
See you next time.
All right, Aubrey, you have a good day. Talk
you
soon.
You too. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.